Ahoy there, Bradford here, and I was racking my brain trying to decide which bucket of haphazardly organized audio I should whip up into a coherent episode 51 when it hit me like a boom with no topping lift attached. We've been on this How Not to Sail journey for 50 episodes now, so it's only fitting and proper that we do this. Welcome to the first annual Dinghy Awards nominating show, where you get to vote on the top moments from episodes 1 through 50. Presented with zero commercial interruptions, thanks to our awesome Patreon patrons, and everyone who's read the book How Not to Sail, or left a nice review about the book or the podcast, or told a friend, or hey, even if this is your first time listening, I appreciate you. What could possibly go wrong, right? I'm going to get right into the nominees in just a sec, but I wanted to just remind everyone listening at home, in your car, in the gym, on your boat, or wherever, to let your voice be heard and go to hownottosail.com/51 right after this podcast is over and cast your votes in these four categories. That's hownottosail.com/51 for episode 51. And you can find show notes for every episode that way. Meanwhile, I'm going to jump right into the nominees for perhaps our most coveted award. And the 2024 Dinghy Award nominees for Best Guest are...
Remind me why you're doing this again.
I don't make shit up.
Is there a polygraph attached to this thing?
Well, look, I just did a bleep.
From episodes 3, 25, 30, 48, 50, and many others, The Admiral.
And I'm starting to get blown out to sea. And the wind is pushing me the opposite direction of where I'm rowing. I was like, that was the dumbest f***ing thing I just did. And I could be a dead man out in the Pacific.
From episode 23, Reaching Reality, Barry Walton.
That's interesting, Bradford. The Seacock's off, right?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, s***.
From episodes 28, 29, 39, and many others, Blowtorch Mike.
The mistake I've made my whole life is when I like something, I get really involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked sailing. One day I turned left instead of right when I walked out the door, and that'll change your life more than you want to admit.
Mm-hmm. From episodes 1, 36, and 49, Bob Bitchin.
And I take my champagne glass, and I throw the rest of my champagne on my crotch, and pee, and run for the gangway, going, oh, oops, I spilled.
From episodes 31, 32, and 44, Captain Boomies and Christian.
Hey,
yeah, man.
How you doing, man? The water's not that bad. The difficulty about sailing is when you come into contact with the crunchy bits that surround the water.
You ever seen like a backwoods creek? It's like some kind of crazy, god-awful brown. That's what we got.
From episodes 2, 28, 29, and a special appearance in episode 26 as Redneck Man, Captain Pete.
Actually, your landing was very good. Most people don't realize that you only come in as hard as you want to hit the dock. Sell everything and buy a boat. Wonderful words, aren't they? I was like, well, what are you hiring for? And they said, field dock. I just jumped in, and between all of us, we teamworked and got him out of the water.
From episode 7 and bonus episode, we found Fuel Dock Debbie. Fuel Dock Debbie.
We're checking it out, and Jimmy lifts up the seat of the head.
I'm opening up the lid.
And all of a sudden,
the gasket flew off.
Goes flying across the room.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do with that.
At that point, I'm like, he's like, that's not good.
And from episode 34, Not Always Utopia, Jimmy and Sandra Lee. Okay, so go to hownottosail.com/51 to cast your vote for your favorite guest. Or let me know which guest you think should have been a nominee that we missed. Our completely pseudoscientific nominating process, administered by the accounting firm Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, almost always prevents boneheaded mistakes on my part, but let me know in the comments if we missed somebody obvious. But speaking of guests, here's one of our frequent guests to introduce the next nominations for Best Boating Fail, the Admiral.
Where is the Admiral? There she is. Here she comes. Watch out for that pitcher. You're just here to lobby for Best Guest, aren't you?
Yes, thank you.
You did tell me earlier that you had a thought on who might be the winner, actually.
Yes. Blowtorch Mike. He's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Besides me, of course.
All right, now you can do your thing.
They say there are only two kinds of boaters, those who've been aground and liars. This award is for the best, or I guess you could say worst, boating fails in episodes 1 through 50 by your podcast host and others.
Uh-oh.
From episodes 1, 3, and making repeat appearances all through season 1, Bradford going aground and knocking the cutlass bearing loose.
So I get the hose off the bottom of the head loose, open it up, and I am showered with about a gallon and a half of just nightmares. And to hear it from the captain, he was just up in the wheelhouse, and all of a sudden he hears, just coming from down low. And he ran down, pulls me out of there. I ran off the boat, jumped overboard, and then spent the rest of the day showering.
From episode 32, Captain Boomies and the Bear, Christian getting covered in poo while stuck in the hole. Ew.
Jimmy goes up to the lock mechanism. I'm sorry. He puts one foot over the lifeline on the wall and one foot's on the boat.
I was not going to let that go. That if I was going to just be dangling from that chain and the boat was across, I mean, that would have been the case.
And then he was started doing the splits.
From episode 34, Not Always Utopia, Jimmy doing the splits while clinging to the lock wall.
Putting a shout out to you yachties over there. Wondering how you guys are doing tonight.
But I get over to the boat and the guy's chatty. And I'm hitting him up for the beers, and the bet was I got to come back with the beers. So I'm not going to bum off beers and just leave. And the sun's going down, it's getting dark, and the wind starts to pick up. And I'm starting to get blown out to sea. And the wind is pushing me the opposite direction of where I'm rowing.
From episode 23, Reaching Reality, Barry almost getting swept out to sea while trying to bum some beers off another boat.
The sky was blue, there was no clouds. According to my calculations, we're like 3 to 5 miles from the island. They've got two 12,000-foot peaks. We should see them. And so I wave them over, and they come over, and I say, "Hey, where's Hilo? Where's Radio Bay?" And they point, "Right there, 3 miles.
And from episode 49, Bob Bitchin almost running into the big island of Hawaii.
Thank you, Admiral. And don't forget to cast your vote at hownottosail.com/51. The winners for these categories, plus the technical award winners, will be announced at the first annual How Not to Sail Dinghy Awards on Saturday, January the 20th at noon, with a simultaneous listening party on the YouTube channel, God willing. What could possibly go wrong, right? You know, there have been more than a few killer phrases uttered during the first 50 episodes. Some of them actually on purpose. So many, we'd be here for at least another 20 minutes if I played them all. But with the help of our nominating committee, we've whittled it down to these 5 nominees for Best Line.
Pavilion, portico. Oh, I almost had it. Not kiosk. Pavilion, hacienda, portico. Gazebo. Gazebo.
From episode 26, How Not to Paddleboard, Gazebo.
That's interesting, Bradford. The Seacock's off, right?
It's supposed to be.
From episode 28, The Punch List, That's Interesting, Bradford.
Is there a nautical term for when you're doing this?
Which thing?
Moving really slowly?
Oh.
Yes, they call it sailing. Anyway, from episode 22, O Brother, Here Art Thou, is there a nautical term for doing this? Moving really slowly.
Oh, sh**.
From episodes 28 and 29, oh, sh**. That's a common expression aboard a boat.
Remind me why you're doing this again.
And from episode 1 and many others, remind me why we're doing this again. And finally, one of the most coveted awards, and another chance to make your voice heard. After an extensive selection process by our nominating committee, the nominees for Best Episode are... When the second vessel suddenly appeared through the mist, Tanya and I both saw the same thing.
Because of the angle and the thick fog and the way that it was approaching abruptly, it seemed huge. Like a huge tanker.
Episode 3, Fog.
There's the red lights that mark where you pass through Old 7 Mile Bridge.
Now I'm through the old bridge and almost home free. But wait. Under the center span of the current 7 Mile Bridge, the span that I need to pass through is something. Episode 6, The Great Leap Forward.
I love Jimmy Buffett, but I like his real obscure, I like a lot of his ballads and stuff, and you won't hear me playing Cheeseburger and all those kind of songs too often. You know?
Everybody wants to be Jimmy Buffett.
Episode 8, I Don't Want to Be Buffett, Trop Rock. I start to rock back and forth, I overcompensate, and...
Well, we know the life vest works. All right. Hopefully the red tide's not real bad here.
Episode 26, How Not to Paddleboard.
The conditions were pretty rough. The seas were getting pretty big. We were kind of airborne at times. We just felt like we were going straight into the waves, pounding with this B course set straight for Apalachee Bay.
And episode 34, Not Always Utopia. Okay, join us on Saturday, January 20th at noon for the 2024 How Not to Sail Dinghy Awards ceremony. We'll be on the How Not to Sail YouTube channel if you want to join us live, and we'll be dropping the podcast audio at the same time. Be sure to make your voice heard, so if you're the kind who's liable to forget things, just stop right now and go to hownottosail.com/51, where you can review the nominated clips and episodes and cast your vote. Heck, you can even tell a friend. Thanks again to our awesome Patreon patrons, including our new friend Dayton, who needs to email me with his address if you want me to send you that thank you gift for being at the Annapolis meetup. And thanks to Captain Boomies and Christian for their awesome hospitality. And Ed for his awesome coffee and demeanor. Meanwhile, don't let your cutlass bearing get loose. And I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
The water's not that bad, all right? I mean, the difficulty about sailing is when you come into contact with the crunchy bits that surround the water.